10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. These shows go by so fast. Sometimes I always think it's level two when it's level three. It's level three. I am Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. College football. We talked a little college football earlier with Teddy. Teddy said keep your eye on Washington State this year. We've got point spreads up right now, and ESPN announced their first six games as far as the national schedule, their major early slate of games, and it starts off. So Saturday, September the 3rd, week one, the Chick-fil-A kickoff in Atlanta. It's the Georgia Bulldogs and the Oregon Ducks going head-to-head. Georgia are 16.5-point favorites, and then it's a doubleheader. It leads into Notre Dame and Ohio State. At Ohio State, Ohio State are 13.5-point favorites. And then Sunday night, on Sunday, September the 4th, it's the All-State Louisiana kickoff in New Orleans, Florida State versus LSU. And, of course, this will be Brian Kelly's debut. It'll be Brian Kelly's debut. It's not this year, but next year, USC are playing LSU in Vegas in September. That's going to be off the hook. All right, and then you get into Saturday, September the 24th in week four, Wisconsin at Ohio State. Texas versus Oklahoma, Saturday, October the 8th, time to be determined. And we've got Friday, November the 25th, Florida at Florida State. The big talk of college football, of course, over the last couple of days has been Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. So Nick Saban has now walked back some of his comments, yet Jimbo Fisher's come hard. He's come hard. And one thing with Jimbo Fisher is Jimbo Fisher's won before, so he's not one of these dudes in the SEC that has to bow to Saban, right? That, oh, the great, you know, the great god that is Nick Saban. Fisher's not intimidated by him. Fisher makes a lot of money. Fisher's won championships before. You know what I mean? He's got... he's had his own success. So, yeah, Fisher, man. Fisher might like attack Saban. Texas A&M coach says, we never bought anybody. No rules are broken. Nothing was done wrong. It's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families in Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right. We're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. Man, go win more games, coach. Settle down. Fisher was seething. Taking Saban's comments personally, that Texas A&M has bought and paid for every player that they've signed over the last 2 years. It's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow these things to happen. It's ridiculous when he's not on top. Some people think they're God, Fisher says. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out a lot of things you'll want to know. Hey, Fisher's... Hey, leave God out of this, Fisher. The late-night anger management class. The pimps, the players, the hustlers. The people that bust them. and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. We've got Scoop Jackson stepping up in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk NBA basketball with Scoop. We got point spreads up right now for game three of Miami and Boston. 6 points going back to Boston. Meanwhile, the Golden State Warriors get six against Luka and the Mavericks. We'll break it down with Scoop and more. College football, the smack talk has already begun. The point spreads are up right now, and college football is around the corner. It's getting pretty hostile in the SEC right now. Didn't take long for this NIL stuff to blow up pretty quickly. And Deion Sanders. So Deion Sanders has been called out, right? And Saban, remember, these guys, those guys did that that Aflac campaign and commercial together. And now Deion Sanders says that he won't speak to Nick Saban. Deion Sanders explains why he will never take Nick Saban's phone call. And Sanders goes on to explain that Saban's the, you know, the greatest coach in college football history, and he tips his cap to him. But if Saban wants to talk, he can do it publicly and not privately. Because essentially, you know, a lot of the college football world, they're upset that some blue chip big time players are going to Jackson State University right now instead of their schools. And then they just said, oh, well, you know, you ask yourself how much money they're getting paid there. Everything that Nick Saban does is for a reason. Last year, I recall Nick Saban threw it out there. Every year he does these stupid banquet things and he talks. And I've told you the story about Saban offending everybody from different countries once years ago when he was the LSU coach at the World Global Junior Championships. But that's another story. But so Saban's always like he's bombastic at these things, right? So I don't know if he has a couple glasses of wine first. But Saban's always going to stir the pot at these things. But remember last year, Saban said, you know, college football is getting crazy. My quarterback's making $1 million. And I thought to myself, what are you telling people what your quarterback makes? None of their business. Why are you putting this pressure on Bryce Young now? What he was doing, he was letting other quarterbacks know, high school recruits, that, hey, you'll be a millionaire if you play quarterback for Alabama. And that's all he's doing right now. He's not crying about Texas A&M. He's telling the Alabama boosters to pay more money to him. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. Kicking it, Sirius XM, channel 159, a mightier 1090, ESPN Radio. Let's do this thing OG style. One of my favorite guests, Scoop Jackson, steps up and in. The original OG. Scoop, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Always, man. Always. Happy conference finals, man. I'm loving it.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of stuff I want to throw at you, Scoop. So let's start off with the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. And there's been a lot of talk about the Mavericks not hitting their threes in this game. And I went over the numbers. We were dissecting it after the game last night. And it was crazy just how poorly they shot the basketball.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're not, like, sticking it to just threes. They just had a poor shooting night all around. So it's not just that.
No, exactly. So, and we know, and in basketball, sometimes it's just a lid, and you can tell early, man, in the game. Like, you can, it's like life. It's like going to the club. Like, you can tell early, yeah, this is not going to be a good night. And you could just tell early the shots weren't falling for them. But what I wanted to get to, well, if you really look at it, Golden State really didn't shoot lights out either, and they still smoked them. Man, you know, so, you know, two things can be true.
They didn't shoot lights out, but they, you know, 56% is
so efficient. And all five starters in double digits. That's what I was getting at, Scoop. They're badass. They're just, they don't need to hit a bunch of threes to beat you. Steph goes three for nine or whatever from three. Doesn't matter. They're just a dangerous team right now, man.
But that's the difference between a team, to me. This is where experience shows up. And I don't know if it's going to show up throughout, you know, the course of the series. But in a situation like this game one, most of the players on Dallas's team, their first time being there, you have a coaching staff for the first time that's really kind of getting there. Even though Jason Kidd has had other stints as coach, this is still new territory for him. You know, where you don't – a lot of times you panic when you get in situations because you revert back to doing what you only do. We saw Jason Kidd make great, you know, adjustments in the series before this. But in game one against Golden State, you know, on the road, basically all those threes are them panicking. And while Golden State, like you said, 56% is not like phenomenal. We've seen them, you know, have games where they're shooting 60%. But it's the difference – that becomes the difference in the game, and the difference between not the 56%, but anytime you shoot 20% more than the other team, you're going to win. And that's what Dallas has to close. You know, they're like, okay, Golden State can average shooting 56% from this, but we have to find a way to close at 36%. We can't let them outshoot us by 20% from the field in every game, because this thing will be over in three. That's what they have to find out a way to close. And I think they'll maybe, I don't know. I didn't see them reverting to any way outside of, like, maybe every now and then Jalen Brunson was trying to find a way to score inside of the paint, trying to break down the defense, you know. But, you know, they have to figure it out. And they have to be ready for whatever alternative Golden State is going to throw at them. Because when you go back and look at the game, man, look at how they panicked when Kerr and company and Mike Brown threw that zone on them. Like, it's like, okay, we've seen you miss the first couple of threes, you know, but now we're going to make you take them. And you would think a team to shoot threes would be happy, but Dallas wasn't happy about that. And that zone got thrown up on them, and they, like, that was it. They're like, we're going to force them to take threes, and the more they missed, the more they, like, ran away.
The more they missed, the more they shot. You're right.
They got to panic. That's what people do when they panic. They will start reverting back to what they only know, and they're waiting for that success to kick back in, and it doesn't work that way all the time, and especially last night. So that's what I'm saying. This is where the coaching staff comes in. Who on that coaching staff at halftime or at the end of the third quarter is like, all right, we need to flip this. No more threes. You know what I'm saying? Work this thing into the paint. Try to
Thank
work
you.
From the foul line. Right.
Work
from the foul line. But everybody on there was in panic mode. And when you're in panic mode, you revert back to what it is your first instinct is. That's it. And you saw a team last night that for four quarters basically operated on first instinct.
Scoop Jackson kicking with us, and you're bang on, Scoop. And, you know, I floated the same thing out last night sort of sarcastically, but I remember Coach Kidd, Jason said, he said, I like the looks. If we get these open threes all series, I'm going to be very happy, essentially. Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, that's good. You like the looks, but if you're literally, like, you know, when it's all said and done, man, you go 11 for 48, and, you know, you're 3 for 15 to start the game from 3.
Yeah.
Like you said, eventually, Scoop, instead of just telling your players, keep shooting, don't worry, they're gonna fall. At some point, I'd say, hey, bro, have you figured it out? You know, they're not falling, right? They're not falling. Let's take it to the rack, get a couple easy baskets, and then start kicking it out. And then they'll start falling a little bit. As you stated, it's like they took the easy way out. Oh, this is tough. Let me just bomb a three. And then there's nothing worse, Scoop. It drives me crazy, bro. When a team shoots a three, misses it, gets the rebound, and could easily just put it back in for a deuce, and they kick it back out four times in a row and miss four times in a row.
You know what, Gabe? You know what this is? This is not them taking the easy route out. This is the equivalent of an athlete who is tired when their legs are gone. And they always say, like, when the legs are gone, and it's true, the second thing to go, usually the first thing to go, but when the legs are gone or when you have no energy, your mind is gone. And you just do what you functionally know how to do. You stop thinking. This is the exact equivalent of that. So I don't think they were taking the easy route out. I think, like I said, they were in panic mode, and it's the same thing. When you're panicking, you're not thinking. Very few teams, especially teams that don't have any experience, cannot panic and think at the same time in professional athletics. Usually the two don't go hand in hand. Experienced teams know how to do that. They know how to play with their backs against the wall. They know how to adjust to certain situations that would throw other teams off their center. You know, so I don't want to get or start a narrative that they, you know, that they were taking the easy route out. Their mind stopped functioning because they went into panic mode. And, you know, to their credit, they could come out of this the next game. They could come come out of this in a couple of games. You know, they could come out of this sometime in this series. But for game one, this was not the easy route. They just, everybody on that staff, they just panicked. And that's all they did. So they weren't even thinking. They were just going through the hey, put up a three. Put up a three. We're down by 10. We need a three. You know, oh, I got an easy layup right here. Oh, there. You know, oh, we could get Kevon Looney in foul trouble and get that rim protector out of the game. Nope, we got to shoot three. You know, it's not even the easy route out. They're not even thinking, man. Oh, I don't want to say they're not. They weren't in that moment. I don't want to put it out there that, you know, that they're not. They don't have the capability of thinking. There's two different things.
Yeah, no, you're right. And when you're tired, I've talked about it in the past, Scoop. The Army did war games years ago against sleep-deprived troops. So, troops didn't sleep for like 24 hours, 36 hours, et cetera, in different increments against drunk troops. The drunks won. The drunk troops beat the tired troops. You're right, man.
And you played the game. You played the game at a high, so you know. You know what it's like. You're like, I'm not the same player when the fatigue hits it, you know?
Man, bad decisions. You're exactly right. Yeah, good decision made.
Exactly.
And listen, one thing I want to throw out here, and listen, Jordan Poole was awesome this year. And I thought he was such a big difference maker. Just, you know, the energy, the youth, taking it to the rack, a different dynamic to their offense that they had with him. But you know who's really balling right now in the playoffs? And I got to give him credit because I have been critical of him in the past for his lack of what I deem to be passion. And I just always thought, man, you could give us more. And I'm talking about Andrew Wiggins. But Wiggins is just balling, man. This guy consistently giving him 18, 19 points. You know, 9 rebounds, 10 rebounds, 8 rebounds. Just to get on a complete game, man. You know, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 19 points. This guy is balling, man. And, you know, you need...
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp. I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Your secondary players to play well, and Wiggins is playing well.
Here's the deal, but you also have the right to be questionable and leery about what he's going to do. That's fair. To me, that's very, because I feel the exact same way. I thought we had watched him and witnessed him turn a corner at the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're getting fired up, as always, here, talking basketball with Scoop Jackson. I am Renzi. It's SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, SoCal style, the 50,000-watt juggernaut. So much stuff we could get to. We went into the break talking about Wiggins.
Yep. Yeah. Before we go, I want to make more. We also have to be leery about how he's going to react once Luka has a big game with him guarding him primarily. Like, what is that going to do with his mental? Is he going to break down mentally? At some point, I have to break up if Luka, Luka can have a game like that to make you rethink what you're doing. He has the ability to do that. So with Andrew Wiggins, we've seen, the coming goals. We've seen, he's playing well, and then all of a sudden he disappears. Be leery of Luka having one or two of those games and, mentally not allowing him to engage the way he is right now. I'm not trying to poo-poo on it because I'm liking what I'm seeing, but I'm trying to be – I don't want to be naive. That's the best word I want to use.
You don't want to get burnt. I hear what you're saying.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I think if Wiggins, if Wiggins was on the Sacramento Kings, or if Wiggins, was on the Pacers or something, I think he'd be the exact same person he always was. I think he'd just sort of be like, hey, bro, I'm making $22 million a year. I'm good. I got a great life.
I don't think money's it. I think we're miscasting if we put money inside. I think if you look at his personality, if you looked at him in high school,
you're right. He never played with the national team before, which has upset a lot of people. Like, it's like, bro, do you love the game or not? Like, what do you mean you don't want to play with Tristan Thompson and these guys? And
I just think he's just a real chill.
Yeah.
And his personality, like Kawhi Leonard before the last couple of years, his personality did not fit his play. He was very laid back, but he played different. It was almost like he became a different individual on the court because there was an attack mode that is not a part of his personality. Andrew Wiggins is the exact opposite. And he's a lot of times what you see in most basketball players. He's very reserved, very laid back, very chill, but it comes out on the basketball court. See, but so I don't want us to think that, you know, once he started getting NBA checks and he started being like this. If you watched him in high school, it was the same thing. It was the exact same thing. It's just his personality translates to that. And everybody, when you're not superior at a certain skill set at this level, chill's not going to work for you, bro.
Hey, listen, he got called out of Kansas even at the end. They were like, come on, bro. Like, are you into this or what? Right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's the whole Ben Simmons conversation. It's the exact same thing.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but at least Wiggins is on the floor, man. All right, listen.
Right.
So
it's a whole different thing, but it's still a personality thing. So, yeah. So I don't want to put a contract or how much money he's making and attach it to how he's playing because I think.
Yeah, he is who he is without the money or with the money. I hear what you're saying.
Exactly.
So let me ask you. So this week, Beverly went off. It's been one of those weeks in the NBA where I've actually, you know, part of it I think is a little much, and another part of me, I have enjoyed the honesty because we always say, listen, man, athletes don't ever say anything anymore. Everything is so sterile. So I like this that, you know, Beverly goes off, but my favorite response was Dame Lillard. He's like, you don't, who are you? You're not the law of the league. You're not talking for the league, but you've been around the league a long time. What's the deal with Chris Paul and, you know, clearly a lot of people were upset at Beverly and thought he crossed the line. And a lot of people have publicly stepped up and said, he's a freaking Hall of Famer and you're a nobody. You should shut up. But at the same point in time, and I always say this, Scoop, the two things can be right at the same time, that a lot of players don't like Chris Paul as well.
Without question. And a lot of it has to do with Chris's pettiness, but Chris will be the first one to tell you that he's very petty. You know, so a lot of people in the media and, you know, former players, we have a problem with Chris Paul because of the way certain members of the media have elevated him up and you know, placed that point guard situation on him and, you know, had an Isaiah Thomas conversation with him in the same breath, and that irritates some people too. Chris has nothing to do with that. But that's still something that publicly gets held against players when we elevate them, and it become in a conversation that we don't feel they belong yet. So I get some of the responses with that. But my thing with P. Bev and what you're saying is that I don't think he necessarily crossed the line. I just don't think that. And I love Pat Bev because we're from the same city. Been watching him since high school. That's my dude. The only bad thing you ever hear me say about Pat Bev is I didn't appreciate what he did to Chris Paul last year.
Well, he pushed him.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the fact that he pushed him. He pushed him from his back.
Yeah.
And us being from Chicago, especially him being from the West Side, that ain't what we do. We challenge people face to face. We don't sucker punch. We don't sucker punch.
No, like Juwan Howard does. Exactly. Like Juwan Howard does. He'll slap you right upside your head.
we do our thing face to face. So that's the only thing you'll ever hear me say bad about Pat Bev is that didn't represent us. That really didn't represent who I know him to be. But that being said, because it connects itself to the Chris Paul conversation, is that we need to keep in mind, not even keep in mind, but always keep at the forefront of this dialogue and what Pat Bev is saying, is that he does not like Chris Paul. And this is more of a personal, these are more personal statements than they are professional statements dealing with somebody who's, as you said, supposed to be dealing in truth, not his personal truth, just truth in general. And not only do you look at what he said about Chris Paul, but look at how protective he was about James Harden, and that's his guy. And
that was a problem for him, the double.
I love the fact that athletes are really coming into their own and creating a foundation, not only for themselves, but coming into the media space and having impact and having voices and giving us insight to the game. But they sometimes act like their inside knowledge of the game allows them to not be objective. And we need to call them on
that's
that.
That's a great point.
Like,
yeah.
Like, look, man, that's fine what you're saying. And just because you are an athlete, keep saying this all the time. We played the game, so we know more than you. That may be true, but that don't mean you know everything. So, you know, and just because you played the game does not mean that you can't be objective. So, Pat Ben.
And as we saw, and or biased, because as soon as his boys came up, he got defensive about everybody that were his guys.
Right. So where is the objectivity? And objectivity carries the same amount of weight in this game as facts. And when you can't be that, then us as consumers of what you're saying have to take all that in consideration. So, no, I don't think you overstep saying anything about Chris Paul, because that's fair. But guess what? That is your personal belief. That is not an objective stance you're taking. That's your personal feeling. Now, it wasn't under you. You can say what you want about James Harden, but understand as us as consumers of that, of those statements, yes, we're going to take that with a caveat, is that that might not be the real deal, because that's your guy. And we see how you treat your guys, and we see how you treat guys that aren't your guys. So now, you know, where's your credibility? And that's what always is on the line when you're dealing with media. And athletes do not get a pass just because they played the game when it comes to credibility. So that's why I think we need to look at the conversation and speak to what Pat Bev was saying. I really don't think he was out of line, but not saying what you said about Chris Paul harms your credibility, but not going hard and giving James Harden a pass does affect your credibility. So now we're looking at both of them and saying, I don't know how much truth there is in what you're saying. Because what it seems like you're saying to us is you're just giving us your personal beliefs based on your personal relationship with two individuals.
One thing I will say that I do like, and it doesn't mean I'm always going to agree with what people are saying and stuff, but the NBA, Scoop, is the only league where, like, NHL players, they're not doing podcasts, bro. You know, from their hotel room after with other guys in the league, telling it like it is. They're not saying, oh, man, that guy's soft in the corner. Oh, man, that guy won't fight me. Right? They won't do it. Right? They just don't do it. You see the NFL? I just like the openness that the NBA players are bringing into the league. Right? All these podcasts and stuff and, like, talking about openly. And it doesn't mean you got to be a jerk. Like, you know, like, Danny Green's doing a great job. Like, yeah, watch Danny Green. I learn about what guys think in the NBA. I like that stuff.
Yeah, I love it too. And Pat Bev is, don't get me wrong, Pat Bev is great at this. We're talking about this one situation. I think Pat Bev did it. His public interview that he did was amazing because of the way people.
But did you see what the other day was at Channing? Was it Channing Frye telling Barkley he was facing? Come on, man. You weren't the best player on the Dream Team after Troy. I was dying like to his face.
Right.
Like.
And it's entertaining. And especially keep in mind, he's on a television show. On a platform that is basically sports version of performance art.
Exactly.
You know, I love J.J. Redick's podcast, but Pat Bev and J.J., who I didn't know they were that close, they need to think about doing so. They go, you know, to me and my son.
Yeah, but I saw J.J. thinking a couple of times, I don't know if I want to go down with this dude. Right. The way Beverly's dropping bombs. I got a good thing.
opposites make great television because they're
No, you're right.
That's fine. But what
it's funny. It makes sense, though, Scoop, because I wonder the same thing, too. I'm like, is he joking when Beverly said J.J. Redick was my guy, one of my favorite players? And then I just sort of realized, like, I didn't even like J.J. Redick before. I love him now. I think he's great. I used to hate his guts, so I could understand why Beverly would actually like him at that time.
I'll tell you why. Here's the thing, and this goes back to two things, and I know about Pat watching Pat Bev in high school because people don't know how good he was in high school here. One, he said, I loved his game because of the way he came off screen.
Came off the screens, yep.
Right. Patrick Beverly in high school averaged 37 points a game. He was an offensive weapon.
Wow.
So I can see him loving that, and people don't know that. But secondly, and hopefully I can say this on your show without getting bleeped, ass love ass.
Exactly.
They recognize that, so I totally get it.
Oh, no, man.
But let me say this one thing. I think Patrick Beverly, and my son's not saying this, what he really needs to do is get on Draymond Green's podcast, and they need to do a podcast together.
Yeah,
together a lot. I mean, you talk about two brothers making $1 million. I mean, like $1 million off the court, like million. They would be incredible.
Draymond's another one who is a fan, and it's just to say anyone that is like, at times I've been like, God, I dislike this guy, and at other times I'm like, man, this guy's smart and funny.
Right, man,
we're,
really.
Man, we're already out of time. I wanted to get how cool it was that the TBT is playing at Rucker Park, man, this summer. But we'll get to that next time.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We talk a scoop. Time always flies by, bro. Love talking hoops with you. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, my man.
Anytime, my man. Appreciate you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class. Kyle in Toronto says that John Daly smokes Pall Mall, just for the record. We had Marlboro Lights and also Pall Mall, but it seems like today was Pall Mall. just so we were wondering. Just like we were wondering, what movie did Mitch Marner go see when he got carjacked? Which we still don't know. I thought it was Top Gun, but that Maverick Top Gun movie, but it's not out. So it's not out yet. Although, I don't know, maybe he was at some advanced screening or something, right? He is Mitch Marner. So thanks to Scoop Jackson, good stuff. And we were just talking a lot of stuff, a lot of funny videos today out there. And it was a lot of stuff I enjoyed. Today is one of the rare days I enjoyed. I enjoyed the internet in the sense that there was a great story. I tweeted the pictures out. I don't know if you saw. A dog, a German Shepherd, a female German Shepherd named Eva, was walking in the mountain. A mountain lion attacked her owner, and this dog like saved the owner from a mountain lion and stuff. Great story. And in the Vancouver area, a big bald eagle, big eagle, flew in. This girl has she's got a pet goose. Like a goose type thing, like a duck goose, whatever, man. It's a cute thing and whatever. It's got like dogs and like kids running around and like there's like a pet goose and the eagle came in, man, and you could hear the goose. The goose like, arr, arr, like seconds before it happens and this eagle just appears, picks the goose up and the mother comes running out and she's holding a baby. She's breastfeeding a baby. And she chased the eagle down, and the eagle drops the goose. And the goose is all right. And you got to love the New York Post, because, you know, the story's out there everywhere. The New York Post. Woman fights off eagle. The New York Post headline is like, only they're like, woman in panties and topless woman fights off eagle. Because she was wearing just shorts. She was breastfeeding, but you don't see anything, right, from the behind. But, like, you know, the headline wasn't like woman fights off eagle. There was, like, topless woman in panties. Woman fights off eagle. Watch their headline. Woman in panties. BC woman saves goose from eagle. Where's the, okay. Okay, so this is the headline from the CBC in Canada. BC woman breastfeeding child saves pet goose from eagle. Here's the local news Vancouver headline. BC mom saves goose from eagle attack. Here's how the New York Post deemed it. Topless mom in her undies rescues pet goose from bald eagle in shocking video. So let me ask you, Matias, which story are you going to click on here? You're like, all right, BC woman breastfeeding, child saves pet goose. BC mom saves goose from eagle attack. Topless mom in her undies rescues pet goose from bald eagle in shocking video. I like, you know what I mean? That's why they get more hits than I'm assuming than these other sites. Topless mom in her undies. I mean, it's like, no, a woman fought off for like a topless woman in undies. That's the New York Post's headline, bro, for the same story.
I saw you post that. I actually took a gander and watched it, so I was prepared for this. I was ready for this type of conversation today with you. Definitely the right type of titles to make you click on it for sure.
Man, there was a story. There's eagles in Manhattan and stuff, bro. You wouldn't think. They just lurk on top of the skyscrapers and are staring down. I guess they can see from like very high above and stuff. They know what's going on everywhere. Eagles don't play around, man. Somebody, Shano, sent me
videos.
Yeah, see the video of an eagle knocked a ram off a cliff, man. Like, look, there
was
like
insane.
There was a ram, and an eagle came up and picked the ram up.
Jesus.
He couldn't carry it though. He, like, the poor ram got picked up off. The eagle flew off the cliff with the ram, but the eagle dropped the ram too. It's like, poor guy just plummeted. Poof. The eagle just was mad too after, like.
Yeah. Gabe, I saw a video of a lady rescue an eagle who could not fly. So this lady's going under a big tree, and she's picking up this bird, and I couldn't tell what it was. And when she comes out of it, it's literally an eagle that could not fly. So she was going to attempt to save its wings and try to make the eagle fly again. But man, was it crazy to see that animal right there, and it's like not hurting her. It's not freaking out or anything. It's just pretty much staring at all the humans watching it, and it's like it can't go anywhere. So it's pretty much hoping for its life that they're not going to kill it right there and then.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was pretty crazy to see an animal like that just, you know, right in front of your face not fly or not do anything crazy, especially a bald eagle.
I like videos like that. You see people saving animals and crazy stuff. It's like, man, some people risk their own life situations like that.
I saw a dog get saved in some country in South America or Central America in this crazy river. And this guy's like on a shopping cart. And it's the guy who's in the shopping cart, if he falls out of that cart, he's going to get swept up in that stream.
I know. I've seen stuff like that.
The title says that this guy's trying to save a dog. You don't even see the dog. You just see the dog come up after it grabs a dog from the river. It just looked like a log. It's insane.
I've seen videos of that where it was like some dam where it was like a crooked wall out of a movie and it was wet. And same thing, it was like a puppy and people like they actually like created this rope and risked their lives, man, for this puppy. It's like, wow. Yeah, people do heroic stuff out there. So yeah, there's all kinds of, you know, great videos out there today. Yeah, there's nice human interest stories. And then there was the video of Shaq and Barkley. I retweeted that on. It was the dog that swings a baseball bat. Most dogs like can fetch a ball. This dog, there was a video. I'm going to show it on a TV show tomorrow.
I saw that too. That's good stuff.
It's pretty impressive.
I don't know if that's better than Charles and Shaq though, because I'm on the same page as you. Those guys were going to hit each other. There was some like, blows being said in there.
Yeah, it's getting personal now, right? If you notice, like it's getting personal faster between the two of them, and you see when Shaq. Charles called him a fool. That's like, Shaq didn't like that. He goes, fool, right? He said, hey, fool.
That's disrespectful, like, tone on television.
Hey, he said he called him a fool, but the best line that he had, he called him Petty White instead of Betty White, Petty White. Yeah. He said, yo, can I talk? Yo, Petty White, man. And he was getting mad, man. And basically then he said, you rode the coattails. He goes, you're a coattail rider. He goes, you rode Dwayne Wade's coattails, you rode Kobe's coattails. And Shaq goes, I was the MVP of the finals, man. And I'm thinking, man, and the whole thing that gets me with this is I can understand it if they were arguing about them. You know what I mean? If they were comparing their own careers or whatever. Dude, they're talking about Marcus Smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, it turned, you guys are just talking about Marcus Smart's impact on the game.
And it's ridiculous.
It turned into 2 minutes later of like, wow. Like, and it's not like just for humor. I know everyone thinks, no, they're good and stuff. It's like, no. Like, it's getting realer and realer and realer. They know it's good TV, but it's getting realer and realer. And it's just too good. And not to mention last night, Barkley told Warrior fans, if you don't shut up, I'm going to come out there and F your mom.
That's gold.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to come to your house. He said, I'm going to come to your house after the game and I'm going to F your mama. Right? Because people were heckling Barkley during a commercial break. He looked over to the crowd and he gets into it with Shaq. And listen, man, that's Shaq's go-to line. And we're all sick of it. And I like Shaq, but we're all sick of it.
I agree with you.
With Shaq, I won the title. How many titles you won? It's like, yeah, we know, bro. We get it. You don't know what it's like to win. It's like,
dude,
drop it enough. It's enough, Shaq.
Barkley. Barkley's 1-0 because Shaq was arguing
even
with Marcus Smart, Jimmy Butler's going to drop 40 points. Marcus Smart came back today, and you know what? Marcus Smart stole the show.
It was Al Horford that actually really shut everyone down defensively tonight. But you're right. That Charles was lagging the
triple
argument.
Double. I think he was he was one. He was short. He was very close to a
just
triple double.
Just for the record,
because
they were arguing about. Charles Barkley said that Marcus Smart coming back will really help Boston shut down Jimmy Butler. And Shaq jumped in and said, no, it won't. And then Charles was like, he's the defensive player of the year. And he said, what do you mean? He said, you telling me that Marcus Smart can't play defense? And Shaq came back and he said, Jimmy Butler could drop 40 on anybody if he wants to. He goes, Marcus Smart can't stop him. And then it just got personal. And then, like, basically Shaq told him, like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about ever type thing. Defensive player of the year. He goes, yeah, ask Mutombo how that went. And then Barkley goes, we're not talking about you, fool. That's what he said. He goes, we're not talking about you, fool. He goes, you know, like, kind of like, yeah, we're sick of it. We know you scored. All right, good for you. Right? And then, it was just too good. Then Shaq wouldn't let him talk.
How did Shaq compare himself to Jimmy
Butler?
Shaq was a specimen.
Shaq wouldn't let him talk, right? Shaq kept cutting Barkley off, and Barkley's not used to that. So Barkley was like, you could see Barkley was like, hey, will you let me talk? And then finally he said, hey, yo, Petty White. And it was good. It was funny. You see Kenny Smith's just sitting there. Sometimes Kenny will laugh and smile when this stuff goes on, but Kenny just started looking at his notes type thing as they were. You know,
Kenny's a little awkward. You know,
Kenny's going to look down
and say, awkward. Yeah. It's like two relatives getting in a heated argument at Thanksgiving dinner, and you know it's getting heated. Like there's some there's some bad blood there, and things are being said. And as a relative, you're not going to stop it. You're just kind of look down and kind of once the things go overboard, you kind of have to stop it because you already know these guys might get in a fight.
Well, that's why Ernie Johnson's got to bring
them both. Yeah. Ernie burned them both by saying, could you grab your microphones, click that little button right there, click that little button, both of them. What's that button going to do? He's like, that's going to shut off your mic, so it's perfect. You know, now we're going to be off and running. Let's just turn you guys off. And you know, when somebody tells a broadcaster to turn off their microphone, that just means bad news bears.
Well, the thing is, as I stated, there's a time and place for them to fight. And for them to start arguing about Marcus Smart and make it personal because they're talking about Marcus Smart goes to show that there's a little tension on the set that night. Doesn't mean it in the future or anything. Thing is, too, Charles Barkley, listen, Barkley is screwed. Shaq is like, what are you going to do? Shaq is bigger than he is. Shaq is Shaq, and Shaq is crazy. So Barkley can only go so far because, you know, otherwise Barkley would get up probably at some point and probably would have attacked somebody else. But Shaq is so big. And one thing I'll say about Shaq, too, and I'm old enough that I saw Shaq play at LSU like all the way through his NBA career. And I think Shaq is resentful. I know he's resentful. I don't think. I know he's resentful. That he is not talked about as one of the greatest players ever. I think, and that's...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
That's why he brings it up so much, right? That's why, hey, I'm gonna have Finals MVP. You know what I mean? Like he reminds us every broadcast that he is a winner, right? And he sort of reminds people all the time. You know how dominant I was, and you know what? He's not wrong. And he didn't ride people's coattails. He took the crap ass Orlando Magic to the NBA Finals. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Four-time NBA champion, three-time NBA Finals MVP, most valuable player, 15-time All-Star, three-time NBA All-Star MVP, eight-time NBA First Team, NBA Rookie of the Year, two-time NBA Scoring Champion, NBA Anniversary 50 and 70 15s, number retired by the Lakers, number retired by the Miami Heat, Associated Player Press of the Year, UPI Player of the Year, Adolph Rupp Trophy, two-time SEC Player of the Year, NCAA Blocks Leader, NCAA Rebounding Leader, number 33 retired by the LSU Tigers. You know that's Shaq. I'm maybe getting into the Olympic stuff here. That's Shaq. Two gold medals, one gold medal and whatever, two gold medals, a world championship and a gold medal. It is a fair statement that Shaquille O'Neal's career is greatly underappreciated and underrated. He's no more for being a pitchman for Dollar General and stuff now, more than, you know what I mean? But, and you could tell he's bitter about it. You know, it bothers him. That's why he brings it up. Like, look at Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky does TV now. Wayne Gretzky never talks about, oh yeah, did you know that I'm the greatest hockey player ever? Did you know? You know what? I won, right? You know I won a lot, right? He never says it, right? He doesn't have to, right? You know what I mean? We know there's the great one. Yeah, he won a lot. There was Wayne Gretzky, right? Shaq needs to remind you. You know what I mean? And I don't think he's insecure, but clearly about this he is, and I understand why. The argument you'll hear some people say about Shaq is, well, he was just bigger. What do you mean he was just bigger? What the hell are you talking about? So what, is Will Chamberlain not great because Will Chamberlain was tall? What do you mean he was just bigger? You know what I mean? Like, you know, Shaq carried teams on his back. You know, that Orlando team, man, it came from nowhere. They had good players. Penny Hardaway was, but Penny Hardaway was a kid. Or Nick Anderson out of Illinois. So they're both right. Shaq's a badass. We know you won a lot. And Barkley was right. Marcus Smart's an impact player. Other than that, you're on your own. Take the over to Mavericks Warriors later.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.